Ram's heart melted due to affection for his twin sons. After considering the matter very deeply, Ram called for messengers of impeccable etiquette. Go at once to the ashram of the great sage Valmiki and speak to him the following words. If indeed Sita is blameless, if her character is faultlessly pure, then let Sita come here with your sanction so that she can prove her innocence before all the assembled citizens. All messengers, please then hurry back. Let Sita come tomorrow at dawn and establish her purity in my presence. When Sita heard Ram's proposal, she could not comply, for she considered such a public trial to be a great humiliation. Thus, coming to a firm decision within her mind, Sita dressed herself in reddish cloth and started for Ayodhya along with Valmiki. A large crowd had assembled from all over the Kosala kingdom, for everyone was very curious to see Sita. Indeed, all of the demigods headed by Lord Brahma, as well as the foremost of rishis, the Nagas, the Siddhas, and other celestial beings, all came to witness the trial of Sita's purity. And then finally, Valmiki arrived, followed by Sita herself, with her head bent low, her hands joined in supplication. Tears filled her large eyes, and Lord Ram was firmly fixed within her heart. As the assembled citizens murmured in anticipation, Valmiki approached Lord Ram. O son of Dasharath, here is the impeccably righteous Sita, whom you abandoned out of fear of public scandal. Sita has come here to prove her purity. Thus she awaits your command. O Ram, I, who have never uttered a lie, make the following declaration. If Sita is tainted by even the slightest of guilt, then may the results of all my accumulated austerities prove eternally fruitless. O Ram, although you loved Sita deeply and were convinced of her innocence, still you discarded her out of fear of public opinion. But by dint of my spiritual vision, I can fully understand Sita's complete purity, and thus I have come to proclaim this truth to you. Ram gazed upon Sita for a moment and announced to the assembly, so be it. I accept all this great Rishi has said. Previously, the demigods also testified as to Sita's purity, and I happily took her back to Ayodhya. However, some people began to criticize me, and thus, with great reluctance, I had to send her away. But now I have decided that if Sita can prove her innocence before this assembly, then I shall once again accept her as the wife I dearly love. Everyone then fell silent, and all eyes became fixed upon Sita, who stood with her gaze lowered and her head bent slightly downward. After a short pause, Sita spoke to the assembly. O goddess of the earth, please hear my petition. If, since the time of my marriage, I ever thought of anyone but Ram, or if I ever loved any man but Ram, then refuse me shelter. However, if I have only dwelt in Ram in thought, word, and action, then please give me a place within you so I need not experience the shame of facing these slanderous people. And while Sita spoke, the earth suddenly opened up, and from the crevice, the goddess Bhumi majestically rose up, seated upon a golden throne borne by divine serpents. Goddess Bhumi welcomed Sita, took her in her arms, and seated her by her side on the throne. Then, from the sky and from the earth, demigods and rishis, kings and common people, all looked on in astonishment as the celestial throne slowly descended into the bowels of the earth. Then there was an uproar as all beings uttered exclamations of wonder, praising Sita for this glorious confirmation of her purity. And from the heavens, the demigods rained down showers of flowers, and there was singing, dancing, and playing of musical instruments. After Sita disappeared from everyone's sight, tears welled up in the eyes of Ram, and anger flared within his mind. Ram lowered his head. O Earth, I order you to return Sita immediately. Open up and bring her here so that we may again be united. Sita is your daughter, and I am your son-in-law. Please give me Sita without delay, or else I shall crush your mountains, burn your forests, and smash you into atoms. But then, Lord Brahma spoke to appease the raving, tortured Ram. O Lord, now you should please remember your real identity, for you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu himself, and Sita is the goddess of fortune herself. Sita has now entered the planet of the Nagas, and very shortly she will be reunited with you in your transcendental abode, Vaikuntha. O Supreme Hero, O Lord of the universe and maintainer of all that lives, why must I remind you of your divine position? O Ram, give up your grief and hear from your twin sons the concluding portion of the great narration which describes your transcendental pastimes. This epic poem, composed by Valmiki, will spread your glories throughout the three worlds for as long as the universe continues to exist. And saying this, Lord Brahma disappeared. Ram then went to the ashram of Valmiki along with Love and Kush. After passing the night grieving over the loss of Sita, Ram summoned all the rishis and requested his sons to recite the Uttarakhanda of the Ramayana.